Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Back here for one more quarter of play is Mountain Home, trailing 57-36. Farmington went on a 25-6 run there in that third quarter.
And we just didn't seem to have an answer at all.
They were making everything. I'm telling you, when Schwartzman's hitting step-back threes in your face, he had 14 of their 25.
Yeah.
On good defense. Mountain Home has the ball to start. Podwalski tries to feed it down low to court. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Zach Miller. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball. 26 remaining on the shot clock. Chris Taylor, quick sub in for Schwartzman. At home, triggers the inbound to Blaine Tate. Blaine's going to get his man up in the air. Rockwell, spin around, reverse layup, and Blaine's going to start the scoring for Mountain Home here in this fourth quarter. 57-38, 19-point game.
Teeter, deep three, on its way. It's good.
Oh, my goodness. How do you guard that, man?
Good question. I just don't know how you do it.
Back quickly with his Mountain Home is Blaine Tate's going to come answer, and he's going to put up the two. Tate kind of taking things on his shoulder on the offensive in these last few possessions. Farmington back with it. As Press Taylor gives it to Rockwell. Rockwell, Zach Miller, shot up. It's going to be no good. Blaine Tate's going to come away with the rebound from Mountain Home. He's going quickly against Farmington. Spin move up. Shot's no good. Miller comes away at the rebound for Farmington. Lose the ball momentarily as Press Taylor brings it. Left corner to Roberts. Teeter going to drive on Gilbert. Rise above him. Shot on its way. It's good. Maddox Teeter now deciding to exert his way on the offensive end for Farmington. 62-48, 6:26 left. Blaine Tate drives, pull up, jumper, good. Mount Home has 6 points, all by way of Blaine Tate here in this fourth quarter. We're going to have a timeout. Farmington's going to take it. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Back here at Mountain Home as Mountain Home is trailing 62-42. 20-point lead for Farmington. Checking in during that break, Ethan Kennedy, a 6'6 junior. Also, Eli Schwartzman coming back in.
Brad, we were just on during the break. It seemed like every time one Farmington player gets hot, another one comes on and says, oh, yeah, watch this.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, it's Maddox Teeter taking over. Schwartzman, going to put things in motion. He's going to pull up. Jumper, it's going to miss everything. It's going to go out of bounds.
I was making sure they were going to call it out on that.
Yeah, they were asking for a tip ball, but there's no way. Blaine Tate back with it from Mountain Home. Makes its way to Corp. Corp swings it right wing to McLean. McLean's going to go up. Ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds. 21 on the shot clock. 5:53 left in this game. Ball's going to go to Tate. Tate's going to put it up. He's going to take a foul. Tate's been offense for Mountain Home. Foul's going to be on Eli Schwartzman. Be a second of this fourth quarter. Two.
Tate's going to go to the free throw line for Mountain Home.
First three throws up. It is good.
Yeah, you're right about Blaine Tate. He's trying to kind of carry the weight on his shoulders right now.
He's got 7 points, all 7 points of Mountain Home here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw. On its way, it's good.
Mountain Home trailing by 18, 62-44. They're going to extend pressure a little bit. Rockwell's going to get at the top of the key. Going to get it down to Roberts. Roberts is going to drive, have the ball stripped away. Fight for it on the ground. It's going to come away, Ryder McClain. McClain quickly ahead to Podwaski. Podwaski drops it back. Blaine Tate gets in the line. He's going to go up, and he's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Maddox Teeter. Tate going to go to the line as Maddox Teeter fouls him.
First free throw going to go up. It's going to be good.
So, how many does that make for him in this quarter alone?
2, 4, 6, 9.
Wow.
Looking for his 10th point. Mates it. That's his 12th point. 10th point, 12th in this second half. He's on a 12-0 run himself.
Farms is going to be back with this. Schwartzman gets the ball. He's going to drive. He's going to take the bump from Rhett Gilbert. Gilbert's going to get the foul. Schwartzman's going to not go to the line. They say it's not in the act of shooting. They're going to call on the floor as Schwartzman is going to inbound the ball. He quickly inbounds it to Kennedy, and Kennedy goes up with it for two. The newly inserted Kennedy gets two as Tate's back with it quickly from Mountain Home, and he's going to bury a two. Wow. Blaine Tate has scored Mountain Home's last 14 points.
He's determined to keep us in there.
He is. Schwartzman back with it, going to drop it off to Rockwell. Great play as Ben Rockwell finishes at the rim. Mountain Home back, Rhett Gilbert. He's going to put the high arcing shot up, but he's going to be fouled. He's going to be fouled by Sam Kirkman.
Personal foul, Farmington's number two, Sam Kirkman.
Kirkman's first team foul. Third here for the team in the fourth quarter. Rhett Gilbert going to go to the line for Mountain Home shooting two.
Gilbert's first free throw. It's on its way. It's good.
Continue to score, but it breaks the Blaine Tate's 14-point swing for Mountain Home.
That's true. But I'll tell you what, Mountain Home's overall doing a much better job getting to the line, too.
Yeah, they are. Gilbert's second free throw. It's on its way. It is good.
66-50, 4:23 to go in this game.
Yeah, Kirkman
going to bring it across. It's going to be stolen by Blaine Tate. Tate's going right to the rim. He's going to put it up. Reverse layup is up. It is good, and he is going to be fouled and go to the line. They're going to count the bucket. Ethan Kennedy going to be charged with the foul.
That's his first team score.
Blaine Tate going to go to the line to try to get the three-point play.
I might miscounted there. I thought that was 54, but maybe not.
Tate's free throw up. It's good.
.66-53. 4:12 left. Drew McGee inserted in the game from Mountain Home, replacing Ryder McClain. Taylor going to bring it across timeline for Farmington. They're going to slow things up here with 4 minutes. As the ball's going to be handed to Teeter, and he is just going to drive hard and flush it two hands. Maddox Teeter is. Blaine Tate back quickly. He's going to put the ball up. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy. Schwartzman back quickly with it for Farmington. He's going to drive the lane. He's going to put it up for two. 70-53.
You know, it's not just the Farmington size. They've got a good amount of speed, too.
Yeah, Teeter just elevated down there and threw that ball down.
Yeah.
70-53, Mountain Home trailing. Gilbert, left wing, three, misses everything. Kennedy with the rebound. Schwartzman looking to push. Kicks it, Press Taylor, right side. Kicks it back out, Schwartzman, deep three, on its way. Rolls around, no good. Rockwell rebounds it, puts it straight back up, no good, and Blaine Tate comes away with it. 3 minutes left to go. Mountain Home down 70-53. Tate's going to drive. The ball's going to be off of Farmington's foot, go out of bounds. Mountain Home will be set to inbound with 2:53 left in this game, 23 on the shot clock. Ryder McClain back in, replacing Dream McGee. Ball's going to be up top to Jackson Court. Blaine Tate's going to get it right wing. He's going to drop it down to McClain. McClain's going to drive, put the layup up. It's good, and he is going to be fouled heading to the line. Foul's going to be on Press Taylor. His second team foul, or second personal foul, team's fifth. Mountain Home will be shooting two free throws the rest of this. McClain, free throw, on its way, no good. Rebound comes to Teeter. He gets it to Schwartzman. Schwartzman's going to walk it across the timeline with 2:35 left in this game. Farmington's going to pull it out, and they're going to hold the ball out at the half, near the half-court stripe, as Taylor's going to drive. He's going to drop the ball off to Kennedy. Kennedy's going to miss the layup. Ryder McClain's going to come with the rebound. He's ahead quickly with it. Jackson Court. Court's going to go up, put it in. Farmington's going to call a quick timeout as Court puts the two in. Bench warning's been assessed to Farmington. Mountain Home cuts the lead, 70-57. 2:15 left. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. Watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let us remind you, you're watching Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7, Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, and listening on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain High. Press Taylor gets the ball, brings it across to Schwartzman, and Taylor playing a two-man game up about the half-court stripe. They're trying to burn as much time as they can. Schwartzman drops, tries to drop the ball down a little to Kennedy. He comes away with it. He's going to be hit, no call. The ball finally makes its way out to Pressman. Schwartzman goes up, puts the teardrop floater in. It is good. Almost had a turnover, but they just figured out another way to get another basket.
Yep.
Mountain Home tries to make the long pass. It's going to be stolen by Schwartzman.
I think it was actually a three-point attempt.
It was a shot. Yeah. I could tell if it was a pass or a three-point. Mountain Home's going to be forced to foul as Blaine Tate is going to foul. It's going to be Blaine Tate's second foul. Team second here in this fourth quarter. It's going to be inbound to Schwartzman. Schwartzman up top to Taylor. Taylor's going to be fouled by Tate.
Personal foul, Bombers number two, Blaine Tate. That's his third team, sir.
Another foul on Blaine Tate. Team third. Mountain Home's going to have mass substitution coming in. Gus Wilbur, Tayshawn Henry, Baylor Tate, Landon Newton, and Davin Reasons coming in. All sophomores from Mountain Home. And Landon Newton's going to take in, and he's going to take the charge as Kennedy catches the ball down low and bowls over Landon Newton.
Great heads he played by Lando.
Wilbur inbounds to Baylor Tate. Taylor walks across the timeline. Gives it to Tayshaun Henry. He takes the screen from Reasons up top. Landon Newton, three on the way. No good. Teeter pulls away the rebound. And he is going to run over Landon Newton. Landon's going to get called for the foul.
First of all, on number 24, Landon Newton. That's his first team score.
Mass substitution coming in for Farmington as well. Everybody's going to come off the floor. 108 left in this game. Farmington leading 72-57. Brandon Bry coming in. So is Jaden Brewer. Brewer's the one with the ball. Also, Cole Deering, Jackson Marshall, and Colt Wentz. Brewer's going to drive. He's going to try to drop it down low. Farmington drives, turnaround shot on its way. No good. Baylor Tate pulls away the rebound from Mountain Home. 49 seconds left in this game. Baylor going to drive. Try to kick it out. Ball's going to be stolen. Farmington back with it the other way. Jess Wilbur is going to undercut, and the ball's going to be up, and it is going to be in. That is Cole Deering with his first 2 points. Tayshaun Henry has it. He's guarded by Brewer. Brewer's going to take the steal. He's going to put a layup in, and it is good. Fourteen seconds to go, 76-57. Tayshaun Henry has the ball up top. Him and Baylor Tate trying to hold on to the ball. 8 seconds. Now I'm trying to get one last shot off. 76-57. Baylor's going to be trapped. He's going to rip through, and that's how this game's going to end. 76-57, Mountain Home falls to Farmington Cardinals. Preview of maybe what's to come in a 5A West competition.
Oh, man, I tell you what, just tough second half for Mountain Home. Just everything fell for Farmington, and for a while, not a lot did for Mountain Home.
Yeah, 25-6 third quarter really hurt the Bombers. And we'll dissect it more, though, as we get back into the Twin Lake Sports Orthopedic Sports Medicine postgame show. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Todd Gilbert.